Thank you, Madam, Mrs. Executive Secretary.
G77 is frozen. This platform.
Co-facilitator. Allow me first. On behalf dedication and commitment demonstrated throughout this virtual session. On finance, we stress that the multilateral climate finance architecture must be fair, transparent, equitable, predictable, accessible, sufficient, based on the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities, and meet the parties. Financial obligation under the convention has captured the views of and present a good basis for further deliberation with a view to an outcome in class. The group acknowledges the progress made while flagging concerns on the crowded agenda item on technology development and transfer. Adequate support, including financial support from developed country parties, is needed for developing countries to access technologies for implementing the NDCs. On capacity building, the group welcomed the successful meeting of the PCCB on the Durban Forum on Capacity Building. We look forward to engaging constructively to conclude the full comprehensive review of the implementation of the framework for capacity building in developing countries in the Kyoto Protocol at COP26. On the Nairobi Work Program, engaging in this virtual modality has come with many challenges. There was not sufficient time to pursue the 2021 progress report since it was just used of the first day of this virtual SB session. We look forward to continuing this discussion. On National Adaptation Plan, we accept that the informal note by the SBI chair will reflect appropriately the issues in the five element capture during the session for further engagement in COP26. We expect to receive the scenario note by the SBI chair in a timely manner before Glasgow. For the full review of the Adaptation Fund, the group stresses that adaptation for developing countries is our key priority. Many of our views have been captured in the informal note, particularly the adequacy and predictability of the finance available and the sustainability of the adaptation fund. However, the note is not exhaustive, has no formal statute, not final, and does not preclude further work or prevent parties from providing additional views. We look forward to adopting a decision on term of reference and initiating the full reviews of the Adaptation Fund in Glasgow. On loss and damage, the rapid and effective operationalization of Santiago network should be done through an appropriate institutional arrangement with sufficient engagement by parties in an equitable manner. The group welcomed the informal initiative by the COP presidencies on the operationalization the Santiago network and reserve the right to provide additional input and views. on response measures, the group is gravely concerned about the progress on implementing the work plan activity of the response measure forum and the Katowice committee for implementation. All KCI mandate events will be fully implemented. Time lost to date and activities not implemented in 2020 must be made up this year. The forum and the KCI need to be given sufficient time and space to advance their work. Action for climate empowerment matter have seen substantial discussion. We urge continued discussion on the structure and leveraging the operationalization of ACE element to coherently implement Article 12 of the Paris Agreement. On operationalizing to enhance transparency framework, we engage constructively despite the challenges of the virtual format due to the highly technical nature of this topic. There has been a commendable effort to ensure a balanced reflection of the discussions, although parties still have divergent views on many technical issues. However, the informal did not reflect a balanced view on the various positions and options discussed for substar agenda item 14C. Consequently, the use of this informal note as a possible tool for future discussion will be extremely challenging, particularly when it comes to the illustrative table. Operationalizing the ETF must take into account the need of flexibility provision for developing countries. Developing countries reporting at the higher standard of transparency must be accompanied by real support from developed countries to facilitate developing countries' access to adequate and timely support for countries for transparency, including by developing an effective term of reference for the consultative group of experts as soon as possible. We also call for Annex 1 parties to submit their report required under the Convention in a timely manner, including reports that were missing from previous reporting cycles. On the global stocktake, the informat presented by the substar chair captured views expressed by parties. We look forward to continuing this discussion at COP26 with a view toward ensuring the prompt and efficient start of the first global stocktake in accordance with the Katowice global stocktake decision. On the program budget 22-23, the group called for a balance between adaptation and mitigation in the program budget and for support to adaptation action and the global stocktake to be funded from the core budget. We welcome the summary report by the substar chairs on the ocean and land dialogues held in December 2020. We call for strengthening inclusion of this issue in a relevant aspect of the work of constituent bodies and for such dialogue to continue. Thank you, chairs.